The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our Common Sense Show. We're over in Florida, over in the Partido Key, Pensacola, Florida area this weekend. Glad you're spending a little time with us. Hope you're having a nice weekend as we try to review the week in the past. And my gosh, there's so much to look at internationally with so many crises taking place. And the hotbed right now is on the Israeli-Palestinian border. And there's a great deal of controversy over who's at fault, who's not at fault, or is one side overreacting. I think the consensus seems to be that Hamas, this looked on by many as a terrorist group operating out of Palestine, maybe started the rocket fire. The Israelis came back very strongly to where a number of innocent women and children have been killed in the fight. Trying to get a better perspective, because it's hard for all of us to understand. We see the evening news. We're not sure exactly what is happening. Danny Muller is joining me right now. He is the coordinator of public health and humanitarian efforts for the Middle East Children's Alliance. And I want to get his perspective. Danny, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Glad you joined us here today.
Oh, great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And Danny, I tried to phrase that in a fair way, but tell us about the Middle East Children's Alliance. Are you associated with one side or the other in this conflict? Where do you stand in terms of, I know you're looking out for these kids, but do you work with one side or the other, or what is the perspective of your organization?
Well, the Middle East Children's Alliance has worked in Palestine, in the West Bank and Gaza, and in Lebanon and Iraq at different points over the past 26 years. We're concerned with civilian victims of war and specifically the rights of children. Our primary work has been in the West Bank and Gaza because of the incredible refugee crisis that has existed and has been really accelerated by the Israeli siege against Gaza, the blockade, the economic blockade since 2005 that has really created a much larger humanitarian crisis. We're a small not-for-profit in the United States and have limited resources, and our projects have focused on primarily in Gaza, providing clean water at UN schools and kindergartens and university scholarships and psychosocial support for children who've been traumatized by past wars in Gaza. So that's our work that we do in Gaza. We have numerous staff and volunteers who are in Gaza that we're hearing from every day by Facebook, by social media, by phone call. So we're getting eyewitness reports and accounts, and some of our people are healthcare professionals and medical workers, so they're in the hospital seeing the victims of this onslaught.
Well, what is your perspective on this? And I referred to it in my opening comments, where you get from a cross-section of news reports that Hamas is an organization that has terrorist ties, that have been throwing a lot of rockets over a long period of time into Israel, and that they throw these rockets, they shoot these rockets within neighborhoods, often in apartment buildings, to where lots of these same women and children live. They've off the roofs or out of an apartment window or something like that. And so it makes it very difficult to retaliate if you're on the Israeli side saying, oh, wait a minute, we want to stop these rockets from coming over on our side, when the rockets are coming from areas that some feel are specifically there to let the women and children be the shields for Hamas. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's think that's nonsense. I'll start by saying I reject the argument that allows the conversation to begin with Hamas missiles, because the U.S. recognizes that Israel is an occupying force. They're occupying Gaza, so by international law, they have an obligation to treat Gaza and the people in Gaza, whether that's Hamas militants or women and children, in a certain fashion. And what's happening today and for the last 3.5 weeks in Gaza is an indiscriminate assault on civilians. And we can talk more about the tactics that I disagree with that Hamas is going at, but let's look at the numbers. Hamas has killed 3 civilians. Israel has killed over 1,150. 75% of those people are women and children that they've killed. Just hours ago, there was an attack on a school. This is the 6th attack on a UN school, a bombing on a UN school that has happened by Israel. The UN has confirmed that at this school in Jabalia refugee camp, they contacted the Israeli government 17 times and provided the exact coordinates at that UN school and refugee center. This is a school that where people were instructed to go. They were instructed by the Israeli army to leave their homes. So they took refuge at the safest place they could find, which was a UN school. And then for the 6th time, a UN school was bombed with UN staff being killed. So I think you'll see that there's a rapidly changing way of talking about this conflict, because you see coming from the UN, from the EU, from Doctors Without Borders, from Nobel laureates, you're seeing an indiscriminate bombardment with U.S. weapons, no less, in violation of U.S. law, according to the U.S. Control Act.
I'm not challenging you. I'm just, because I don't really know, but first of all, you talked about Israel being an occupying force. I think you're referring going back to the 1967 war, to where Israel did take over a good section of what was then land that is today claimed by the Palestinians. But here's my question, if I'm playing the devil's advocate with you. Knowing the huge backlash that would take place, why would Israeli soldiers who knew that a school in a location was a UN school, what military or what would be any advantage whatsoever to bomb such a school? I mean, you follow me? I mean, I guess the critics would say, I don't make any sense to say they're in blowing up schools. That would be, you know, I could see the Taliban doing that, or, you know,
madness. It's total madness. What's the rationale for Hamas firing rockets indiscriminately towards civilians? It's a horrendous thing to do. It's a war crime to target civilians, and it's horrible PR. But what Israel is doing without accountability at this point is time and time again targeting schools, hospitals. They blew up the one electric power plant in Gaza about 36 hours ago. What does that do? It doesn't just turn off the lights. It turns off the medical equipment, the x-ray machines. It turns off the ability to pump and purify water and deliver it to people at their point of use. So what we're seeing, and why you see such a broad-based, I think, challenge to Israel and criticism of them, is because what you're doing defies logic. It defies common sense. And so when you see something happening on this broad level, you see people around the world being shocked. And I would say that Israeli actions are to the detriment of Jews around the world and to Americans in particular, that you are seeing what's being done by Israel is putting Jewish people and American people in more danger, because this is being done in the names of Jewish people and Americans, and it's bad policy. It's a horrendous thing to do to civilians, and it's something that shouldn't be done with U.S. tax dollars, and that's a really important point.
Well, I wonder why, with the might that Israel has with their tanks and their jets, and let's assume the similar situation would take where Mexico is lobbing all these missiles over on us, we wouldn't just lob missiles back. We would actually go ahead into Mexico, bring in tanks and soldiers, and Israel's got a huge army. Wonder why they're just not going in and taking, you know, and completely occupying that area, and rather than just lobbing rockets, I wonder why they haven't. You think they're being held back by international pressures because of the U.S. and Iran? And before you answer that question, Danny, I've got to take a pause. I want to tell the listeners we're talking to Danny Mueller. He is the coordinator of public health and humanitarian efforts for the Middle East Children's Alliance. We're talking about this terrible situation where innocent children.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Terrible situation, not just in parts of the Middle East, the whole Middle East, but the real tension is raised on the Israeli-Palestinian border where innocent children and citizens are being killed right and left by the hour. The tension does not seem to be alleviating any time. Danny Mueller is my guest. He is the coordinator of public health and humanitarian aid efforts for the Middle East Children's Alliance. Danny, I had to take a break before I asked that question to you, but and I know you're not a foreign policy expert. Your concern is the safety of these kids. But rather than getting all the negative press that's going on, I wonder why Israel just doesn't move across that line and completely occupy Gaza and the West Bank and get into it like that. Do you think that may come? Or what's your reaction on that?
That's what you see in the West Bank, you know, is a full occupation with separate laws for Palestinians and separate laws for Israelis, and you see a ground invasion happening in Gaza. But to your point, I would also reject the exclusivity of how Israel is fighting this war. The United States has fought wars since World War II by attacking civilian infrastructure, and I know this because I worked in Iraq, and Israel is not alone in doing this and targeting the electric and water system. This is what we did in 1991 and 2003. So this is how wars are fought, which is madness and it's chaos. And it's what you're talking about is people with the biggest guns and missiles are the ones who are able to target civilian infrastructure. Gaza is such a densely populated place, and it's so small that you're talking, and in the last 3 weeks it's been reduced by 40%. The outer perimeter of Gaza has been taken over by Israel, and so you have this incredibly dense population, and over 800,000 of the 1.8 million people in Gaza are under 14. That's just a shocking number to think about, children who are living in Gaza, who are 7 years old, who are living through their third war. And so what this does to inflict trauma on the civilian population is whenever a ceasefire begins, the effect of the trauma will not end. And this is primary concern, I think, for the development of children in the region, and it's something that we need to be thinking about, because this isn't something, as I said earlier, this is done in our name. With the U.S. is not a honest broker in this. They're not sitting on the sidelines. We're sending over $3 billion of U.S. economic and military aid every year, and we're not using that $3 billion to create jobs for your listeners. We're sending it for things like 226 F-16 fighter jets or 760 tanks. You know, these are the things that are going into Gaza that say in big and bold letters "Made in the USA" on them. So that should be troubling to anybody here in the United States who is in any way concerned about hospitals being blown up with US missiles.
Yeah, well, you see, the pressures, I think when the lobbying took place to bring in all those jets you're referring to and all these various weapons, that the focus really wasn't Gaza and the West Bank. The focus was defense against Iran, primarily, who says they want to wipe Israel off the map. And so there were huge pressures to defend in this country by a cross-section of a lot of people who were sympathetic to Israel, saying, look, it would not be fair to allow someone like Iran to wipe them off, so let's arm them. Now, what you're saying is the arms that were there for that purpose now is being used on Palestinians. And but Dan, do you agree with the premise that I start off the show with, that it is an overreaction on the Palestinians? I mean on the Israelis. Do you just want them to back off and not lob any rockets at all and keep taking the rockets from Hamas, that obviously I think we both agree are bad apples? But you know, what do you do to protect those kids outside of just evacuating hundreds of miles and getting out of the rocket range? Netanyahu calls you up today, right now, and says, Danny Mueller, I heard you on the Jim Brown show. I listen to him every weekend, even though I'm over in Israel, and I hear what you said. So to protect those kids, those women and children, what would you advise us in Israel to do? We're catching the rockets. They started it. We don't want to see any more killing. What should we do? What would you tell them, Danny?
I would start off by doing what Reagan and other U.S. presidents in the past have done, and I would start off by saying, hey, if you continue this action in the next minute, we're gonna suspend the delivery of the weapon sales and economic and military aid, and that will get Israel to listen. Israel is becoming, and this is, I think, frightening for the security of people who live in Israel, becoming more and more isolated, and so I would say to Netanyahu, what will it take to get you at a table with people who are willing to negotiate, where we can recognize equal rights and let's just start with a basic ceasefire, lifting the blockade in Gaza that allows medical workers in. Doctors Without Borders, doctors cannot get into Gaza to treat the wounded. Let's start with the international legal obligations that we have, both as the United States, to hold back the weapons according to the Foreign Assistance Act that does not let these weapons be used when there are gross violations of human rights, and then Israel's obligations under international law, and let's stop this incredible violence and find a point where we can have a rational, reasonable discussion without the threat of economic and military violence. Hamas has talked about options for ceasefires, but that includes lifting the blockade, because when you just blew up the electrical power plant and the hospitals and schools, you need to open the blockade so that supplies can come in so that they can repair those things. So if you have a ceasefire tomorrow, that doesn't do anything to provide medical aid for the children who've been injured if you can't open the borders. So that's what I would say to Netanyahu. Pay attention to what people who are very much concerned about the safety of Israel are saying, and they are numerous, and they're trying to find a solution that protects the safety and security of both people in Israel, in the West Bank, and Gaza. But you can't do that by bombing indiscriminately one of the most densely populated places on the planet.
Danny, I appreciate your view and putting perspective for us, because it's very confusing to an awful lot of people out there. Yeah. We'll talk some more. Let's hopefully see a reduction dramatically in the tensions, and we'll keep our fingers crossed and talk to you again. Dan, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks, Jim. You have a great show, and thanks for having me on.
Okay. Danny Mueller, he is the coordinator of public health and humanitarian aid efforts for the Middle East Children's Alliance. And it's so complicated. There is huge support in this country for the Israeli effort, not just from Jewish citizens. We have a large Jewish population that's very influential in Washington, D.C., very active in politics. But it's just not a Jewish population. There are, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, who is extremely sympathetic towards the Israeli perspective. And so it's a question of those who are there and trying to bring about a balance. Israel will say they would like to do negotiation, but Hamas says, yes, let's negotiate, and keeps throwing rockets. So tough, tough issue. We're not going to solve it on this show. Hopefully it'll be solved in the coming weeks, and we'll certainly be talking about it some more. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Sign up for my regular email alerts. You can hear all about the show and see what's happening there. We still got a lively 30 minutes. Fresh up coffee. We'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color System that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Glad you've been joining us today on this nice weekend. Pretty good weather, a little rain around the country, but we're trying to make the best of it. In the final segments, a couple of segments of our show, we're not a religious show, but most of the stations carry our show on the weekends, generally on Sunday, and we often talk about something related to religion. So one of the earlier things in the show, unfortunately, was Islam, Israeli, the Jewish community. That's not what I consider talking about religion, but one of the things we do talk about are miracles. And do miracles take place? The Bible talks about miracles. People, and often we think about miracles being something in the past, going back to Jesus who orchestrated miracles and some of the prophets over the years. We don't think so much about miracles in this day and time. But let's talk about the whole focus of miracles a little bit. Danny Fazina is the author and host of a long-running radio show show called Divine Intervention. He's got an interesting book out called Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Daniel, glad you joined us today in the Common Sense Show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you to talk about it. Now, let me talk to you about this. I know that you have deeply researched miracles, and your Bible talk, rather your book talks about a number of miracles. Traditionally, we look back in the Bible as miracles happening in both the Old and the New Testaments. Do you find that there are that many people that are claiming miracles happen in this day and age?
You know, I come across them on a regular basis. God seems to send them my way, and it's been my joy to be able to interview many people from around the world who've had amazing things happen to them, and I get to share with the world, you know, their stories, their testimonies on my radio show, Divine Intervention. So, yeah, they're out there, and, you know, one of my greatest pleasures is to be able to show a world that's broken and hurting and in need of hope that God is still working in the world and still doing miracles today. So, yes, they are more prevalent than I think many people realize.
Well, let's start from early times when initially there were special happenings when there were multiple religions, and then when Christianity took its hold and took its root, there were a number of miracles that were related to both the Old and the New Testament coming from God. Have you studied that much about the historic miracles that we traditionally think of, whether it be Moses parting the Red Sea, Peter healing a man lame from his mother's womb, Jesus calmed a raging storm, healing, bringing people back from the dead, actually. Have you researched that area as a foundation?
Yes, you know, I grew up in the church, and I, you know, made my own decision to follow Jesus at 15. So I'm very familiar with the Bible and, you know, reading those stories from the Old Testament and in the New Testament. I mean, the story of Moses parting the Red Sea, it's fascinating. And I actually came across some archaeological research where people have actually found the crossing site, where they thought it was in the one tributary of the Red Sea, but the Red Sea actually has two. And the thinking now is that it was in the Gulf of Aqaba, which is between Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And they've actually found a land bridge underneath the sea, and divers have gone down and found coralized golden chariot wheels and coralized human remains from what we think is Pharaoh's army. So there's actually a lot of archaeological evidence to back it up. But, of course, when you read the New Testament, you look at Jesus, and, I mean, people thronged him because he was, like I said, or like you mentioned, he was raising the dead, interrupting funerals, casting demons out of people, doing some amazing things. And I think that's, you know, apart from the love and the compassion he showed people and the way he taught, the miracles were what really drew people to him. So, yeah, it's been an interesting journey, and I'm happy to say that, you know, having done the research and then seeing some miracles of modern day, you know, it's been a pretty cool thing to behold.
Well, let me give you, if you'll comment on this, if you will.
Sure.
You've had some interpreters, some with scientific background, a lot with scientific background, who've looked at these miracles and say that every single thing is possible, that you could almost determine that there would be natural forces that could create some of the miracles that take place, and they well could be God-inspired. But you take the parting of the Red Seas that you mentioned. I read where there have been examples in weather history to where there have been some very unique weather patterns of winds and crosswinds that produced almost the perfect storm, where that has been documented to where waters can part along that line. And there's nothing wrong with that, even if God did it. That may just have been his way to do so.
Sure.
The burning bush, for example, where could it be lightning or a dry combination would cause bushes to burn. They do out west every now and then. I thought an interesting example would be the five loaves where God, rather when Jesus walked out into the desert and had, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people following him, and then became lunch, and he had five loaves of bread. And I had a religious scholar that I knew at the University of North Carolina, my alma mater, said, Jim, you know, there's several explanations. because one explanation might be that, you know, if people were going to go 3 or 4 hours and walk out to hear Jesus speak, most of them are going to bring something to eat. You know, that they know they've got to eat, and so they're going to bring along some kind of a lunch or something like that. But invariably, there are those that don't. And it was a parable by Jesus by saying, look, I can take whatever loaves we have and feed everybody if you'll share. And kind of a great analogy. My point is that there are many that don't dissuade or reject those miracles. They're saying that there are answers as to why the miracles happen. And if you believe in God, as you and I both do, then they could well be God-inspired. What do you think about that interpretation, Daniel?
Well, I think it's possible, and I guess those who people who would read that story and say that, you know, it was the fact that people brought their own lunch and shared, that's one explanation for it, and that could be. But on the other hand, I would think, you know, reading it, I take away from the fact that God is, Jesus is God in the flesh, and he's Lord over everything, and he can create stuff from nothing, because he is God. And so, you know, I really do believe that it was a true miracle that they only had the two fish and the five loaves, and he was able to multiply it by his divine power. So I really do think it was a miracle and not just an allegory or a nice story about sharing, you know.
And all I'm saying is it's an option. If someone is a little bit more skeptical one person just on their own volition just making things happen, there are answers that allow you to still be a believing Christian. That's the point I'm making. Now, Dan, if you will, bring it up to the current times, though, about today, because that's one of the things that I hear a good bit from friends who are skeptics, who are agnostic, who say, look, that's all fine, but if you accept that then, why aren't there signs today? Why aren't there some great religious teachers who are speaking with God giving them great influence? Why aren't they able to perform miracles? Why can't we see healing? Why can't we see in a divided world today, if the Jews are the chosen people, they're certainly going through an unbelievable history in this century, the worst experiences they've ever experienced, that Christianity is under assault because of what's happening in the Middle East. And so my skeptics, my friends who are skeptics, say, why isn't there some kind of sign today? How would you respond to that?
That's actually, that question was what really inspired me to write my book, Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, because it was an amazing co-worker.
Daniel, can I stop you right there? We've got to take a pause.
Okay, no problem.
I phrased kind of a long question there. So let me tell our listeners right now, we're talking to Daniel Fazina. He's the author and host of a long-running radio show, Divine Intervention, written a great book called Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles. Find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk about this compelling subject right after this message. Freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at Jesus.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Whoa!
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about the Bible that has some remarkable stories of miracles and divine interventions, and we're about to ask the question about the here and the now. Do miracles take place? Have you experienced a miracle? Do you think that divine interventions take place today in the 21st century? A lot of people learn from the Bible. We're trying to bring it up today. Daniel Fazina is my guest. He's the author of a book called Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Okay, Daniel, I didn't mean to cut you off when we took that break, but talk to me about in the here and the now today. What has been your experience with miracles today, particularly in light of the fact that there is so much turmoil and so much war, more people killed in the last 100 years that have been killed in all centuries combined, and so miracles are a sign, but some skeptics would say things ain't getting much better. Give us your thoughts on miracles in this day and age here, Daniel.
Sure, no problem. You know, the question you asked about, well, if there's, you know, if they're real miracles, you know, would we have seen them? Will we see them now? And that line of questioning is what actually drove me to write Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today, because it was an unbelieving coworker who said to me, Daniel, I don't believe in miracles. If those miracles in the Bible are true, then they would still be happening today. How come I've never seen one? And that's a great question. And I thought to myself, you know, since I'm a follower of Jesus, since I'm 15, I've seen many miracles and I've experienced them and I've talked to many people who have experienced them. So maybe my friend just wasn't hanging around the right people, or maybe he wasn't looking, or maybe he wasn't open. But as far as the here and now, I can tell you that, just to give you an example, we talked about the loaves and the fishes being multiplied earlier by Jesus. You know, when Jesus came on the scene, the world was in turmoil then, too. They had a lot of wars. You know, Rome had conquered, you know, the Jewish world then, and, you know, but God was still in control. He was still coming into the scene, and, you know, he told his followers that you're going to do the same works that I do and even greater works, and today that should be the normal thing in Christianity. So let me give you one example. Going back to the loaves and the fishes multiplying, I've heard of many missionaries who are out in the mission field, and, for example, they have many, many people to feed, and they only have a certain amount of grain, and they'll take the grain, they'll scoop it out, you know, and they're expecting it to run out, and they're able to feed the entire village, and the grain doesn't go down. It's miraculous. I have a cousin who has 11 children. He told me the story just recently about how they were having tacos for dinner one night, and they had a certain amount of taco shells and a certain amount of things, and they had some unexpected guests come over, and they didn't have enough food for everybody. And, you know, he was about to tell the kids, you know, don't take too many, just take one, or maybe certain kids can't have some so we can share with the guests. And his wife just said, no, just let them go. It'll be okay. And so he actually watched them all make the tacos, and it's a strange thing, but they kept count of how many were in the bag, and everybody had enough. Everybody ate, even the guests, and there were still leftovers in the bag. And they couldn't understand that. Okay, they did the math.
And then, but I'm not going to cut you off. But sure. Please, I don't mean to be rude in all saying this, but I'm just, you know, you have studied and written this, and you know much more than I do. But I guess if a skeptic was out there, they'd say, look, it's great to talk about having more tacos for a couple of guests or a couple of feeding a couple of folks. But why isn't God, if he really is interventionist, and the Old and the New Testament talks about him being interventionist, why isn't he telling the Jews and the Palestinians, let me tell you, you guys cut out all this malarkey. Let's cut the crap. Let's cut it out. I'm not going to stand here and stand for the Jews that I have considered my chosen people and Palestinians who maybe mean well to keep fighting like this. Shut it down. And if you don't shut it down, there's going to be repercussions. There are so many massive problems affecting millions and millions of people. In fact, in the Middle East, hundreds of millions of people that are out of control. And so some would say that an individual miracle is almost irrelevant to the bigger issues of what's going on in the world today. Now, I'm not throwing that down on you, because you may say that depends on your relationship with the higher being. It's a one-on-one thing. It's not a God after everybody. It's something you've got to come to terms with. Do you believe in this guy or this gal, whoever it is, or not? So, I mean, I'm not saying that my skepticism is the only answer, but I'm just fishing with you to see what would you say to those that say God shouldn't be focusing on tacos. He should be focused on world peace.
Well, I think, you know, the fact that we have all this stuff going on in the as far as the political situation in the Middle East, when I look at that situation, I know that it's not going to come to an end peacefully until Jesus comes back. And you're talking about biblical prophecy here now. You're talking about the Battle of Armageddon, which is in the Greek Megiddo, which is a valley in Israel, and there's going to be a war. The Bible prophesied that. And things are shaping up where, you know, nations are going against Israel. This is all prophesied. This is all part of God's plan. I don't understand it, but this is what's going to happen. And short of, you know, Jesus coming back, I don't think there will be peace in the Middle East. I really don't. But as far as, you know, just God intervening in people's lives, he does care about us individually. And the point I was saying earlier about with the tacos is that he loves his children and he provides for people. And, you know, I can give you another example if you like. When we read the story of Jesus walking on the water, not walking on the water, but calming the sea of Tiberias when there was a storm that raged, he commanded the waves and the sea, and they calmed down.
Sure.
For a modern-day example, you can look to Pastor Dylon Sanders of Sri Lanka, who in 2004, when the tsunami struck Sri Lanka, his whole village and his orphanage, rather, was about to be swept into the sea, and he stood up and commanded the wave in the name of Jesus to stop. And this wave, he said he thought he was imagining it at the time, but it slowed down where it looked very, very sluggish, like it was straining against something. And he got all the children and his staff inboard, on board the boat, and it was able to, you know, that gave him the few seconds he needed to get everyone into the lagoon. And then the wave came in and demolished the whole place. But had he not had the faith to, you know, stand up, and he actually quoted the scriptures in Isaiah where it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. He quoted that scripture and commanded this wave to stop in the name of Jesus, and it did. And
that may be the answer. And Daniel, that may be the answer. And I don't have any problem with that answer where you just said faith. What you're saying is that you have to earn intervention, that it's not given to you, that you earn intervention. And if you read the New Testament, you know, I'm very partial to the book of James because that's my name. My grandmother, Sweetie Pearl Brown, named my dad James and named me James after the disciple James in the Bible. And James, if you read the book of James, it very clearly says that you earn the right, your relationship with God through believing in him, number one, and number two, doing good works. So having faith and doing good works. What you are saying to me, and I don't have a problem with that, is that God's intervention is based on your earning his intervention, and earning his intervention is an individual thing. Does that make sense, Daniel?
It makes sense. That's really not the idea I was trying to convey. But I understand what you're saying, that faith without works is dead. That's what James says. There are occasions where, like, for example, my friend Fred Clem, who was an agnostic, didn't really think about God. And he said, well, if God is out there, then he'll forgive me and that'll be it. But he didn't really think about God. He had a jet ski accident and he hit a sandbar going at like 40 miles an hour, was knocked unconscious, flown to the hospital. He was on life support. His family didn't think he was going to live. He was comatose for like 6 months. They thought he was going to be brain damaged and everything. And he said he had a vision while he was in the coma of Jesus at the Last Supper with all of his disciples. And he said Jesus got up, walked over to him, touched his hand. And when he touched my friend Fred's hand, that's when he woke up in the hospital. And Fred didn't even believe in God. So he didn't earn anything. God just gave it to him. You know, he since went on to make a full recovery, which is amazing in itself.
It really is, right.
And he gave his life to the Lord and became a born-again Christian. But there's an example of someone who didn't deserve it, didn't ask for it, and yet God intervened anyway.
Got the intervention anyway. Dan, I've got to shut down. I've really enjoyed you having you on the segment on the show. I'd like to have you back again to talk about some more current examples of divine intervention. I want to tell our listeners, been talking to Daniel Vezina. His book is called Divine Intervention, 50 True Stories of God's Miracles Today. Daniel, have a nice weekend. Thanks for spending some time with us. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you.
And you can check out Daniel and everything about what I write about. Sign up for my emails at my website, which is www.jimbrownusa.com. Have some fun and see what all we're going to be talking about in next week's show. Hey, we're out of time. You guys have a great weekend, you guys and gals. Enjoy yourselves and tune in same time, next station, same station, same time, right here to make some more Jim Brown Common Sense. Take care.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.